In Northwest News on KPLU, teachers unions in five Western Washington school districts are staging walkouts this week. This as the state legislature kicks off a special session to resume budget talks. But the unions say both party spending plans fall short on at least one issue, teacher pay. KPLU education reporter Kyle Stokes has more.
Washington's largest teachers union takes particular issue with the Senate GOP's budget plan. Republicans propose a 3% cost of living raise for teachers over 2 years, but they don't increase health care benefits, which Washington Education Association spokesman Rich Wood says basically cancels out the modest salary bump.
That really makes it difficult for people to stay in the education profession, especially the hardworking, qualified, dedicated, committed people that we want working with our kids.
House Democrats propose a bigger teacher pay increase, but Paul Guppy, vice president of the right-leaning Washington Policy Center, says Democrats' plan also calls for tax increases, including a capital gains tax on the wealthy.
They're being asked to pay more in taxes to provide COLAs and benefit increases to people who have pretty good public sector jobs.
The WEA says 18 school districts have already held or approved one-day strikes over lawmakers' budget progress. More may follow suit. Kyle Stokes, KPLU News.